I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a corn crib?
I've heard of it, but I didn't realize really that's what it was, a corn crib.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
No.
In case you're curious, a go devil refers to, for some people, different kinds of farming implements like plows, but also it can refer to oil drilling equipment. So
oh,
it refers
go hyphen
uh-huh.
devil?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've never heard of that. Okay.
A thing that you put on a horse so he can eat while he's walking is called...
thing that you put
you
on a
hang
horse?
Hang it on his head.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You don't do that to your horses, huh?
Yes, we've had to do it. Oh, gosh, I don't know what, but college kids have been using those lately. Well, I don't know. I can't think of it, but I know exactly.
Would you call it a feed bag, or would you call it a nose bag?
Well, either one, but there's still a more technical name for it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If he comes in, we'll ask him.
Okay.
There's another name for it.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I'd like, if you can, for me, to name some parts of a Western saddle and parts of a bridle. So start with the bridle here, and just name as many parts of the bridle as you can for me.
Well, this is the headstall. This is the headband. This is the... brow band.
Okay.
This is the nose band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bit. And that's the rein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the throat latch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all you have there.
What's this?
Cheek band.
Okay. All right, and
that's a pelham double bridle. Again, throat latch. No, that's it. Yeah, that's the throat latch. This
uh-huh.
is the nose band.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about a Western saddle?
A pommel, cantle, saddle horn,
mm-hmm.
saddle skirt, stirrup, cinch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. They all have them. Tie things. They tie their coats on, you know, whatever they're carrying. It can tie there. What is this?
Oh, that's nothing. That's something from the, that's a stirrup from the other
from an English saddle, see?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He can't ride this Western-type saddle anymore. We go down to the ranch and help the roundup. But you see, these stirrups are really wide, and this is a more comfortable saddle for time.
Uh-huh.
But he's had 3 broken feet, and these are very hard on his ankles.
Ooh.
So this smaller stirrup is comfortable, doesn't twist his ankle.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. So anyway, he takes his flat saddle and always wears.
Okay. I used to ride in an English saddle, and when I go on these, you know, you go out to these places and you ride
trail
their horses.
Rides,
yeah. I always wonder where my feet are always falling out of these stirrups, and that's why, because they're so big.
Yeah, they're big and they're cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't ever been able to hoist one of these up on a horse, and I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking
mm-hmm.
when I was younger. To me, they're just a lot. But yet, even my own daughter, who's strictly an English rider, she now has her own Western saddle, and she said it makes a big difference when you're in there all day long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of this called a sudadero?
Mm-hmm.
I got
is
that out
French?
Of a dictionary. It must be Spanish. I got it out of a dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Sudo?
Suda. So it's like S-U-D-A-D-E-R-O.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Must be Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, very good. I'm impressed.
Oh, do I get a B?
A plus. All right. To rope horses, you use... what?
Lariat.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for lariat?